Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting second, the shortstop, Woody English. Batting third, the right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Teachout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Teachout. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the first baseman, George Grantham. Batting third, the right fielder, Fred Bennett. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Howdy Gross-Kloss. Batting 7th, the catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Tommy Thavenau. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Trainer fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grantham. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Grantham steals second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field. Wehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wehner. Hornsby moves to second. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gross-Kloss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hornsby fields it and throws to first for the out. Komorowski moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teachout fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Kyler scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0 for 1 in the game. Grossglass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Teachout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenau bunts towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Creamer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Komorowski hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Taylor. Komorowski reaches second base with a double. Trainer goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0-for-2 in the game. Grossglass hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Teachout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Teachout moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-1 in the game. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teachout fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kremer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taylor. Kremer reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-3 in the game. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kremer scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teach outfields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howdy Grossglass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grossglass is 0 for 3 in the game. Grossglass hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taylor who is chasing the ball. Phillips reaches third base with a triple. Grossglass goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Pirates. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 2 in the game. Thevenau hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Bud Teach out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grossglass scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.